Viktor Orban has a landslide win and a fourth term in power. He believes he's defied the combined forces of Western powers, the EU and other institutions, who, he says, all conspired against him.
We have to ask the Lord how it happened that we won the biggest victory when everyone joined forces against us.
At home, he has a mandate to continue defiance against the EU and may well engage in more authoritarian policies. But internationally, he faces further isolation. He claims to be neutral on the Ukraine conflict, yet in his victory speech, his list of opponents not only included what he called Brussels bureaucrats, but Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, too. And he refuses any military aid to Ukraine, which conflicts with the policy of many EU and NATO members that include neighbour and former close ally Poland. That's led to a breakdown in their relations.
The main question for Viktor Orban will be how to restructure this alliance or recreate the alliance with Poland, how to please Poland, and how to come out this kind of isolation that I think is unprecedented in Hungary's history.
On Orban's relationship with Russia, his friendship with Vladimir Putin is expected to be on ice for the foreseeable future. And there's more controversy now about another issue with Russia. Only days before the elections, a cyberspace espionage scandal broke out. Hackers said to be linked to Russian intelligence agencies are reported to have accessed all computer systems at Hungary's foreign ministry. And they're also said to have accessed encrypted channels that sometimes transmit information from NATO and the European Union. The report relates to documents acquired by the Direct 36 online publisher. Its editor says the article reveals the hacking was going on for 10 years, right up to and including the start of Russia's war in Ukraine.
Our reporting suggests that, Hungary was used as a kind of like a backdoor, and they wanted to have access to EU and NATO documentations. Probably that's why the one of the targets was the foreign ministry.
The report has been dismissed by the government as election campaign lies. But if true, it's not the hacking that's surprising. It's the fact that there was no clampdown or any apparent protest by the foreign minister, Peter Sciatto, who received the Order of Friendship. Western anxiety about Orban and his relationship with Putin isn't going away. And perhaps it's telling that among the first election congratulatory messages to the Hungarian Prime Minister was from the Russian president. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera, Budapest.